Hey, this is Ethan Chadwick here for your audio recap of tonight's game, football game between Utah State and Weber State. Utah State opened up their new renovations at Maverick Stadium, the new press box and new jumbotrons with a bang. They won 45-6 on the heels of a great rushing night. And Devontae Mays was running all over top of everybody. He had scored the first three touchdowns of the game from 18 yards twice, and then from 66 yards at the beginning of the second quarter. And so by the beginning of the second quarter, he already had over 100 yards rushing and three touchdowns. Did an awesome job. Finished the first half with 8 carries, 158 yards, and three touchdowns, with an average yard per carry of 19.8, which is incredible. Later on in the second quarter, Weber State was able to score on a one-yard touchdown by Trayshawn Garrett with only 26 seconds left in the first half. The Aggies came back out in the second half with a bit of a vengeance after giving up a touchdown, and Luan Hunt scored on a 9-yard run. Later on, Brock Warren kicked a 31-yard field goal in to extend the lead to 31-6. And then Tony Lindsay took the ball 35 yards to the house in the fourth quarter with about 13:07 left to make the lead 38-6. And the last score of the game came with 7:50 left in the fourth quarter as Justin Hervey was able to take his first carry as an Aggie for a touchdown. And a great running night, as I mentioned. The team finished with an extremely high 428 yards and 6 touchdowns on 44 carries. And the 428 yards marked the 19th highest yard total in school history. And so a great, great night for them. A great night for Devontae Mays, who finished with 208 yards on 19 carries. It was his fourth multi-touchdown game of his career. An interesting thing to note is that during the post-game press conference, Devontae Mays mentioned that he had set the goal for himself to run for 200 yards, and he was able to achieve that. The defense had some struggles towards the end of the first half. They gave up, two long drives, finishing, of course, with that touchdown right before halftime. But through three quarters, the Aggie rushing game was on point with 300 rushing yards. There are some questions still remaining on defense and third downs. But overall, they did about what you'd expect. They did a good job for most of the game. There were some issues on third downs during those long drives where they weren't able to capitalize and force a fourth down. Saw some good things from Zach Van Leeuwen and Rashad Lewis, two receivers that showed glimpses of what they're going to be able to do this year. There was not a lot in the way of passing. There was just 100 yards passing on the night. They went 11 for 17, but Coach Wells said that, it wasn't really something that they thought about doing because of how well the run game was working. It was also a very windy night, and at times it made a huge effect on the game. Wyatt Houston showed that he was a mismatch a couple times during the game, but once again, with the limited passing, we weren't able to see just how effective he could be, but he did look good on some of his things. Tony Lindsay, as I mentioned, he scored a touchdown. He kind of took over as the second option for running backs. He played much more than Luan Hunt. Luan Hunt only finished with 2 carries on the night. One of them was for a touchdown, and he was in the game some of the time, but it looks like he's no longer second on the depth chart. Dallin Levitt looked good in his debut. He's a transfer from BYU, and he had a big game. He had an interception and 6 tackles, and made an absolutely phenomenal play to, go catch the ball when it was bobbled by a receiver and intercept it and give the ball back to the Aggies. And he, during the post-game press conference, gave a lot of credit to his teammates on the defense and really was building them up. He talked about effort a lot and said it was an emotional game for him since he hadn't played an actual game for 2 years. And so he was really excited about playing this game, and it was a really great experience for him, and he's excited to play USC next week. Coach Wells in the post-game press conference talked a lot about how happy he was with them having no turnovers. He didn't have really many negative things to say about his team. Obviously, they had a good game. He said they would go look at the tape and see what they can improve on. But with the no turnovers, he said that's a big emphasis, and they've been doing really well in their live scrimmages. So it's something that we can hopefully look forward to is few turnovers this season. And it was an exciting game, a great way to open up the story of Maverick Stadium now with the new renovations that we have. And once again, Utah State beats Weber State 45-16 in just a phenomenal rushing attack. And a great job by the Aggies in this game, and we'll see what they do next week against USC.